I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is The Burt Show.
Does our Burt Show listening family agree that destiny has laid down right in front of Abby?
Mm-hmm.
Her future is already paved. As one mom emailed us a couple of days ago, Kristen actually, and Abby, and said, hey, I'm not that mom, but I think my son would be perfect for you. Kristen read the email yesterday.
Yes. So this is a mom shooting her shot for her almost 25-year-old son. And it was very sweet. She actually sent me a follow-up email.
Did she? By the way, did she get the endorsement of the 25-year-old son?
She did.
Okay. So
she
was into it.
That was included in the email yesterday. So she obviously loves her son, and she's a big fan of Abby. And though they aren't each other's types...
He thinks I'm ugly.
No.
That's what I read it as.
That was pre-nose job.
It was
completely different person.
Well, the videos are on our Facebook page, so he could look at those.
So while they aren't each other's types, she just feels like there's something like opposites attract that they would be a good couple. So I read this email yesterday, threw it out to Abby, and she's a trooper, and she was willing to let the Burt Show listeners decide if she should go on a date with this dude.
Was willing
she?
Is a...
I'm with them. No,
Abby
she wasn't.
Gave consent. She consented. Maybe she was forced into consenting, but she, no.
Consent at gunpoint.
No. But mom's followed up, and she says, hi, Kristen. I heard the show today. I totally understand Abby not being interested. I know this is strange. I don't blame her at all. I'm sure she gets countless messages and DMs. But hey, I figured if it was meant to be, then fate would work its magic. So now we're going to decide if fate has worked its magic.
Okay. So you have decided that. Now you're down with this. The way the listeners voted is the way you go.
Yep. That's what I signed up for.
If okay. You're going to go out with dead dog guy.
I am fairly certain they're going to say yes here. Yeah. I have not seen
them. They just wanted to say yes.
It feels so anticlimactic. Like, all right, just say yes.
All right.
All right. So
what were the options, Cassie?
Your options, I kept it simple. Should Abby go on this date? Heck yes or no, not worth it. And at 61% of the votes.
Closer than I thought.
Me too.
Abby, I know you really like going on first dates. But prepare yourself to be disappointed because you are not going on this
date. Wow, what a relief.
I'm free! That's not fair!
What? I am stunned.
I can't believe that.
There's no way.
I am fully stunned. All right, I think the amount of pressure that the listeners heard that was put on you, they empathized with you. And they might have been in that place when they were forced into a date by somebody else. And they're like, let's give her a break.
I'm surprised because usually listeners push us into like doing things and always go for the option that puts you out there. But they had your back on this one.
They have never empathized with me. You should feel special.
Real quick, we have a development.
Oh, God.
Katie has done some super sleuthing. Katie, go in the studio and stand next to Kristen. Katie looked up the listener, the mom, and we have a picture of two possible sons
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I want you to see what she's missing out on.
Katie, grab a mic here because Katie's not buying into this.
We're not putting this. This is a mom who listens. We're not putting her son's appearance on blast.
No, I just. You don't have to.
What?
They're looking. I want you to look at them and tell her what she's missing out on.
Has Abby seen these pictures yet?
No, I don't want her to see them. I want Kristen to see them.
Oh, yeah, he's cute.
Uh-oh.
What? Yeah. Wait a second.
I did some research.
Let me see it again.
Both of them. Look, Kristen didn't want to do it. Look at let me see it again.
Oh, yeah, no. They have kind eyes.
Uh-oh.
They have great smiles.
Wow.
A nice jawline.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Tan, dark hair.
Wow. Are they tall?
They're sitting down.
Okay.
She also said that he was 5'9".
Yeah, right. So.
Do you want to even see this picture?
Maybe I should watch. Or I should see it off air. What if I don't think he's cute? I don't want to be like, oh, and then he's gonna have terrible self-esteem problems for the rest of his life because the girl on the radio rejected him.
Now, did you say that there were two sons?
Yes. Okay. So, how I did my research here, right?
Can't even get to the bottom of it. I'm telling
every
you.
Time.
Every time.
All right. So, based off of the listener's name, I went to our Instagram page and searched our followers who had that name. And it was only one person who's following us with that name. So it has to be this woman.
Ding.
But her page on Instagram is private. So I had to go to Facebook, right? So then I found her on Facebook. It's the same profile picture as the one who's following us on The Burt Show. And she lives in our local city.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, it's the same woman. And then I go to the page and I see that she has two sons. And so she has a picture of both of her sons. And they're the age, they fit the description, everything. So that's how I found her.
You know how you wanted me to be the PI investigator? That's redundant. You know how you want me? the private investigator. You know how you want me to be a PI at the Burt Show?
Because you did such a great job earlier this week. You went online. You did the research. Yeah. We got the results.
Katie, we should do it together.
Oh, I'm down.
Katie and Kristen. PI.
Yes.
The PIIs.
PI investigators. Katie and Kristen.
Love it.
Yes.
I absolutely love it. All right.
Job well done.
So off the air, you may or may not be looking at this picture is all we're saying.
There could be a plot twist. All I'm saying is after the break, I could change my mind.
Okay. All right. Let's get to this email here. This one has some legs. Sexual favors built her dream house, and now she's not feeling all that great about it. Well, what are you going to do at this point? Mo's got the email.
I am in my early 30s, recently divorced, and have been looking to buy a new house. I have been looking for 6 months and have recently gotten involved with my realtor on a more personal level. We began dating 2 months after we met and have had a very intense relationship ever since. While I haven't found the house yet, this is more my fault and not his. I'm quite picky, and he's been great to put up with me. I also know he has a great reputation as being a great negotiator. So, once I do find the house, I know he will get me a great deal. I also know he would try even harder for me than he would just any other client. However, here's my problem. I'm not really interested in him anymore, and I'm ready to end this personal relationship, but not the professional one. I know this sounds selfish, but I don't know if I should hang on with him just a little longer to get a better price on the house or end things now. I don't know how he will take it if I completely end the relationship. Would you keep seeing him until the house deals are done?
Okay, let's take this to you guys. 1-855-BIRCHO. Abby, what would you do?
Oh, I 100% continue the relationship. And I do feel bad because I literally just talked to a friend about stringing people along in relationships and how it's so bad and you should never do it. However, I think when your bank account's involved, you gotta do what's best for you. Just, you know, maybe let you know, draw back a little bit. You know, don't progress things to a more serious level. Maybe just drop it. You want to keep things casual so that you can kind of lead him into the breakup.
Yeah, it's not like you're dragging along somebody that you've been in a relationship with years, right? So this is somebody she's been seeing for 2 months. I would just be concerned that it would make the working relationship so incredibly awkward. Mm-hmm. Like, if you did end it, you'd have to get yourself a new realtor.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't see how he could... That would be too messy for me that I would have to, like, cut off all interaction and all communication because I think it would just be so hella awkward.
All right. Do I have this a little bit on the twisted side? He's the realtor, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. So if she goes to him and says, look... you know what? Let's just be friends, right? I've really appreciated our time together, but let's be friends. This dude's got money on the line also. So he's going to get commission off of the house. So he might be just like, okay, that's fine. I'm still going to sell your house, right? And she'll be like, yeah, that's fine. He's got money on the line. He's not going anywhere.
I don't know if I would want to take that risk. I mean, I would hate to string somebody along if it was wrong, but if I'm in this position, I wouldn't put him in a position to where he would be mad at me or not willing to do all of the things that he would if he liked me, so I probably would carry
the relationship. She's not selling a house. She's buying a house, and she's hoping he gets her the best deal on the house possible.
But he gets commission based on that, right?
Yeah, but I've never understood this about realtors. Like, there's not a lot of incentive for them to try and get you a better deal on this house because they make less money the lower the cost of the house is. So if he's got some kind of bad feelings about you, he might not be that motivated to get you the deal that you want.
I wouldn't risk it.
I don't think I would risk it.
As bad as it is, as bad as it sounds, yeah, I'm going to keep that relationship floating to the end.
This is The Burt Show.